At Farm Foundation, we don't do spin. We haven't done spin for the 75 years that we've been around. We're dedicated to trying to help improve the quality of public policy by providing objective information and helping to foster a productive debate and discussion around issues that are critical to the future of agriculture, the food system, and rural America. So that's why we decided to take on the project that we're releasing here today. What's driving food prices? As we looked out at the world earlier this year, we saw commodity prices rising, food prices beginning to rise with commodity prices, and a plethora of studies and opinions being released by organizations with different stakes in this debate. Nothing wrong with that. But as we looked out, we felt that there were so many studies and so many numbers that it was becoming increasingly difficult for the public and even for fairly pretty sophisticated folks who are engaged in policy, being policy wonks or economists, to interpret and understand completely what was going on. As a result, we decided we would commission someone to review the literature that was out there, try to put it in context, not to try to assign numbers to what force is driving up food prices or what commodity price how fast, but rather to provide the story and the picture that explains what's going on in a clear way.